Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والهرم والبخل وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات وفي رواية وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from inability. What is the meaning of this inability? Is a person reaches a point where he is incapable of doing a'mal. He is incapable of doing certain actions. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from this. When a person is young and he's healthy, then his thinking is that when I get old, then I'll start reading my tahajjud namaz. When I get old, then I'll worry about Quran. When I get old, I'll start getting holier than I am now. This is a normal thinking of a youngster. But this hadith is teaching us something, or this dua is teaching us something. It's make dua that Allah Pak save me from this inability. You don't know when you reach old age whether you'll still have that strength, you'll still have that ability, you'll still have that vigor to do it. So the best thing to do is start immediately. Don't wait for old age. A person doesn't know whether he'll see old age or he won't see old age. And when he reaches old age too, he doesn't know what his condition will be. لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرْتُهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ. The poet says, if only youth could come back for one day, I'll inform youth what old age did to me. In other words, when I was young, I thought when I get old. But now when old age came, and what old age has done to me, I'll inform youth. But if only that youth can come back to me for one day, then I'll tell youth that this is what old age did to me. I thought I'll wait for old age, but this is how old age has finished me up. It has taken away that power, that vigor, that ability, that strength, that motivation that I had. So this first part of the dua, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from inability. There was an uncle of mine that had passed away. Allah Pak put his qabr ul-nur. But one of the things that he would say is when he reached a point now when he couldn't even make wuzu. So he'll say, you know, how nice it is to make wuzu. I suffice on tayammum to read my salah, to read Quran, etc. But how nice it is to make wuzu. Let's ask ourselves, do we ever think that this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to make wuzu? Use that water, wash our face, wash our hands, make that wuzu. So that making that wuzu also is a thing, a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he would say that how I wish I could go to the masjid. When I see people going to the masjid for the salah, it is the day of Jumu'ah, sometimes it's a big night, and everyone is going to the masjid. How I feel, I just wish I could go to the masjid. But he had the inability now, he had that sickness that he couldn't come to the masjid. And now and then also he would come also for Jummah. He'll come with an oxygen machine and he'll sit here in the masjid and he will perform his Jummah like that with an oxygen machine. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this inability. When we'll want to do things, a point will come when we may want to do things, but we are unable to do it, we are incapable of doing it. Allah Pak save us from that inability and that incapability. Person that has got it now, this is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we must make dua that, oh Allah, you save us from these type of things. And just to finish off that incident, that even that about two nights before he had passed away and visited him in hospital, he's saying, please make dua that I get better, I just wish I can read Quran again. So reading Quran also is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is lying there in hospital bed, he just wants to get better so he can recite Quran again. Now Allah has given us that ability and that capability of reciting Quran. Let's not wait for a time to come when we are unable and then we desire that we want to read it. Obviously a person that has reached that type of stage and is desiring that he would still like to read Quran, he's getting fully rewarded as though he is already reciting Quran because he's got the tamanna in his heart. And he was such a person and personality that he was always reciting Quran. So if a person is like that, then when he is unable, Allah Pak is still rewarding him as though he is still doing it. So the next part of the dua, وَالْكَسْلِ, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from laziness. Laziness now means a person has the ability, but he's just lazy, susti. Arabic Urdu they say susti, a person is just lazy. He got the time to read the tahajjud salah, but he's just lazy, he wants to sleep. He got the ability of coming to the masjid for salah, but he's just lazy to come. He's got the ability of reciting Quran Sharif, but just lazy, he rather sit in front of the television, watch one cricket match or one soccer match, but he finds it very hard to open the Quran Sharif, finds it very hard to make zikr, finds it very hard to help and assist people of being of some good and benefit to people. It's just sure laziness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua also for this, that Allah Pak save me from laziness. A good Muslim, an active Muslim is a good, is a Muslim that is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his strength, he's using his abilities to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not just being lazy, sitting down all the time, not doing anything to help himself or help people. Waljubni, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from cowardice. Save me from being a coward. A Muslim is a brave person. He wants to help the deen all the time. He wants to help people all the time. This buzdili, this cowardliness is not something that is encouraged in Islam. Sahaba, you'll find that they were brave people. They were always people that were, when it came to standing up for haq, they were ready to stand up. They were ready to give their life. They were not always fearing and always frightened. They had that strength of heart. And this also is something that we have to make dua for. That, oh Allah, give me that strength of heart. When it comes to doing right, I'm ready to do right. I don't fear. And when it comes to being a humble, I'm humble all the time. So I put everybody, a person puts everything in the correct perspective. So being brave also is part of deen. The next part, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal haram. His haram is extreme old age. When a person reaches such a time in his life, such extreme old age, that now a person is unable, a person is unable, what we say, senile, a person becomes senile. Simple, basic, logical things he can't understand, he can't comprehend, he's unable to listen properly, unable to hear properly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from this, being senile, wal bukhli, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from being miserly. So this miserliness also is a quality that is not liked in a person. And miserliness is developed because of extreme love for wealth. When a person has got a lot of love for wealth, then he becomes miserly, he wants to hold back. Now here what is meant also by this dua, is he's not even fulfilling his wajib duties. That zakat that he's supposed to be giving, he's not giving zakat. That sadaqatul fitr that he's supposed to give, he's not giving. Qurbani time comes when he's got the money for the Qurbani also. Now he doesn't want to do the Qurbani. Looking for the easiest and the cheapest way out. Let me see where I can give one share. Somewhere in India, somewhere in Sri Lanka. Let me look here, let me look there. Where I can get the cheapest bargain. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about. Wal bukhli. Allah Pak, save me from this miserliness. Sometimes a person has got a widowed sister or a widowed daughter. We also don't want to spend on that person, on the own family members. Why? Because this person has got this miserliness. So this is something that we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the azab of the qabr. What a beautiful dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for everything. So this is the thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only restricting it to dunya, but O Allah Pak, save me from the azab of the qabr. And the next part of the dua, وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the tribulation of the living and the dead. The tribulation of the living is all physical sicknesses, all spiritual sicknesses. O Allah, save me from these tribulations, all the hardships that a person can experience in life. Allah Pak, save me from all those hardships of life. And save me from the tribulations of death is, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the time or the point of death. When shaitan is making his biggest approach, when he's making his strongest approach to mislead me, at that time, O Allah Pak, save me. Tribulation of death also will mean, O Allah Pak, save me from the tribulations of the qabr. Save me from the tribulations of hashar. Save me from the tribulations on the day of qiyamah. Save me from all the difficulties that will happen to me after death. See what a beautiful dua. Save me from every type of tribulation from the dunya and from life. And after life also, all the different tribulations that come for a person, the questioning in the qabr, the fear that a person normally would have on the day of Qiyamah, all that is encompassed in the tribulation of the dead. And then in another riwayat it comes, وَضَلَعِ الدَّيْنِ وَغَلَبَتِ الرِّجَالِ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the burden of debts and save me from the oppression of people. The ulama explained this, the burden of debts is such a thing that a Muslim doesn't deliberately get himself into debt. A person, if he is forced to get into debt, he gets into debt. But he doesn't deliberately. Unfortunately, today you'll find a person has got a comfortable home or he's renting in a place, but deliberately he'll go and approach the bank and he'll put himself into a debt. Why? To get a more fancier home, to get a more expensive car, to get something that he really doesn't need. So this is something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually made dua that, O Allah Pak, save me from the burden of debt. And here we find people deliberately putting themselves into debt. So this is something we must be careful of. And the last part, وَغَلَبَتِ الرِّجَالِ, and from the oppression of people, the two explanations ulama give is that one is, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save people from oppressing me. Save me from being oppressed by other people, versus making dua. Or the second explanation ulama say is that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from being a person that oppresses others. both. One is, I, Allah Pak, save me from being oppressed, and save me from being party to being of any oppression to anybody else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal such a comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and learn it. If you don't learn it, at least try and obtain it. And once or twice, try and make this dua. If you can't make it more than that, at least we'll get the benefit of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.